Father, bless these words to our hearts. Turning your Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter 4. In verse 15, the Word of God says, "We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." Now, double negatives in English are a little tough, so let's put it without the double negative. It's saying that Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And he has been tested in all points as we are. The King James, the old English version, says tempted, but the word actually means tested. He was not tempted, he was tested in all points like we are. He was tempted. Satan in Matthew 4:4 came and tempted him, so he even knows what it's like to be tempted, but he never sinned. In other words, he never operated outside of faith. Often, this happens to young people. Happens to older people too, but they're so used to it, they don't pay any attention to it anymore. Young people are not used to it, so it causes them some trouble. Often, you feel like you're not understood. That's very common for young people, to feel like they are not understood. They say things to themselves like, "Well, if they really understood me, they would know what I mean. Or they would know I mean well. Or you don't see it my way because you really don't understand." And so they say all these types of things, and they feel like they're not understood. Now, here's the thing about it. Jesus understands you. He understands you better than you understand yourself. The Bible tells us that Jesus knows our thoughts before we even think them. This is somebody who understands even that which is behind my thoughts. You kind of ever have a bad dream? And you're saying to yourself, "Why did I have a bad dream? Like, where did that come from? What happened there?" Well, you don't even know why you're having a dream like that, but Jesus even understands where your bad dreams come from, or for that matter, where your good dreams come from. He understands you better than you understand yourself. And in that, he says, "You're precious in my eyes, and I love you," in Isaiah 43. So God knows what you're thinking, God knows what you're feeling, and he gets it. He knows what's behind it, and he understands it, and he knows why it's that way, and he knows why you're the way you are. Now, for you guys, you're a little bit young for this. A lot of teenagers, things start happening in their body, and it affects their emotions as they're growing up. And it makes them act weird sometimes. Have you ever seen a teenager acting weird? You kind of look at them like, "What in the world is your problem?" Well, you know what? The teenagers are thinking the same thing. The teenagers act weird and think, "What in the world is my problem? Why did I do that? What is wrong with me?" Well, God knows exactly why and what and how and all about it, and he gets it. And by the way, there's usually nothing wrong with you. It's just your body is going through changes as you're becoming an adult, and it's growing in ways that you didn't expect, and you don't know how to handle it because it has some emotional effects also. There's nothing wrong with them. God gets it though. Why am I the way I am? God can tell you why. God knows. He gets it. He understands where you're coming from. You ever feel like you're trying to communicate something and people just aren't understanding you? Yeah. Well, God understands you. He understands what you mean when you say it, even if you say it wrong. He understands what you mean. He knows your heart. The Word of God says in Luke 16:15, God knows your heart. So God knows what you're all about. And he doesn't forget. And even when you do things that are perhaps a little bit crazy and you maybe even shouldn't do them, God knows why it happened. And God knows how to fix the things that are wrong. Let's say I get really angry about something, and God knows how to make it better. That's why you always come to Him. Have you ever hurt yourself and you think, uh-oh, I'm going to have to go to see a doctor? Most people do that from time to time. Maybe you break an arm. Uh-oh, I'm going to have to see a doctor. God knows how to fix whatever is wrong. God can fix your thoughts. God can fix your emotions. God can fix your body if necessary. God can fix all of it. And He does. He wants to. And He has a way of fixing it. Now, if it's my thoughts that are strange, and again, when you have, let's say, growth going on and you don't have full understanding, you can come up with some pretty strange thoughts. Even people who are adults come up with some pretty strange thoughts. And God knows how to correct those thoughts. And if it's your thoughts that need correcting, God will give you portions of His Word that address whatever needs to be corrected. And He lets you have His thoughts to replace your thoughts, so that your understanding can be the same as His understanding. He always does that. That's His desire to do that. You never have to worry about, does God get me? The answer is, yes, He does. You never have to worry about, does God love me even though I'm like this? The answer is, yes, He does. Even if something bad happens, God does not cause bad things to happen in your life, but He knows how to make some pretty amazing results come out of bad things. In other words, He takes what's bad and He turns it into good. He didn't bring the bad, He fixed it. And so whatever it is God going to accept me? Yes, He is. Is He going to love me? Yes, He is. Does He understand me? Yes, He is. Will He be kind to me? Yes, He will. Whatever it is, will He forgive me? Absolutely. Yes, He will. Whatever it is. And one of the reasons why, and there are several reasons, but one of the important ones is because He knows what's behind it. He knows how to be kind in exactly the right way. For example, let's say that you are a mom or a dad, whichever, and you have your own children now. And let's say that you have a child who is misbehaving. And you think to yourself, okay, I have to correct this because I want my child to grow up to be a good person, to be a decent, respectable person. And so you say to your child, don't do that, and you explain why. But they do it anyway. And you say to them again, don't do that, and you explain to them why, and they do it anyway. What do you think you're going to do next? You're going to discipline them. They might get a spanking, they might get a timeout, they might be sent to their room, whatever discipline is appropriate. You're going to discipline them because you're correcting them and you're enforcing that correction. God does the same thing. The fact that God may need to discipline us does not mean that He does not love us. The fact that God disciplines us means that He does love us. The parent that takes the time, puts in the effort, takes the trouble, because it's not always fun for the parent. The parent will do these things because they love their kid, so the kid grows up right. They love their kid. And that's why they're doing it, because they love their kid. So even in times when it may seem like things aren't going right, or God's not fair, you say to yourself sometimes, or whatever, No, God is very kind to you. He is fair and He knows what He's doing and He's being kind to you whether you realize that it's kindness right now or not. See, one of the things is sometimes we don't recognize kindness when we see it. Usually if somebody's being bad and mom and dad have to discipline them, they think mom and dad are being unkind. But later on, usually, they recognize, oh, that was very kind. They didn't let me make these types of mistakes. But while they're still bratty and bad and stuff, they're thinking, oh, they're mean, right? Oh, they're so mean. They're not mean. They love you enough to deal with it. And it only seems mean because you're fighting it. But they're actually trying to help you in a way that they understand, which you might not. Watch out for that mom and dad are mean. Because later on you feel really stupid. They're so mean. And then 2 weeks later, I'm so stupid. They're not mean. They're kind. But kind isn't always going to make me feel good. Just like if I go to a doctor, they have to look at it, and looking at it can hurt a little bit. It can be unpleasant. Well, sometimes kindness is like that. Sometimes kindness is unpleasant, but it's still kindness. Kindness isn't there to make me feel good. Kindness is there to make me grow well. See, God understands you. And He loves you enough to do exactly what you need Him to do. Not necessarily what you want Him to do, but what you need Him to do. When I was a kid, if I did something wrong, what I wanted my mom and dad to say is, it's okay, you can do wrong things. But they never did. I can't tell you how many times I did not want to sit down. But you know what? Now that I'm an adult, I think to myself, wow, that was a good thing. That was a good thing. Because I needed it. I didn't want it, but I needed it. And they were kind enough to give me what I needed, even when it wasn't what I wanted. God's like that too. He understands you so well, and He loves you so much, that He'll deal with the fussing and the accusations of, yes, so mean, to give you what you need to have, even if it's not what you want to have. But you need it, even if you don't want it. It's like medicine sometimes. You get sick and you need medicine. But the medicine doesn't taste so good all the time. You ever have medicine that doesn't taste good? And you don't want to take it because it doesn't taste good. But at the same time, if you take it, it makes you better. And so mom and dad make you take your medicine even though you don't want your medicine because it makes you better. And then when you're an adult, you don't like it anymore. You just realize, oh, I have to do this because it'll make me better. So you hold your nose, you swallow fast. Well, sometimes God just does things because it makes you better. Because He loves you enough to do it. Because He gets it, He understands you well enough to know exactly what you need. In the end, that's why we trust Him. Do you think as a kid, you got kids who are less than 10 years old. Now, you've been around for a few years, but you have not been around for a long time. You're still young. I think you guys recognize that you're still young. Do you think you have the experience in life, let's say that your dad has, or your grandparents have? Do you think you know as much about life as they do? Well, you may not want to admit it, but you know it. No, of course not. Of course you don't. How could you? It's not possible. Because if you're 10 years old, or if you're 40 years old, you don't have anywhere near the opportunity yet. That's not a criticism of you. You'll know that much too one day. It's just saying that God knows what is needed. And He'll do it. And you can trust Him because of it. Who do you trust more? Yourself or your folks? Mom and Dad to know what's the best thing to do, or me to know what's the best thing to do? Well, let me ask you this way. Who do you trust more when it comes to buying things you need? Yourself or your mom and dad? You probably trust your mom and dad more because they have a job. And you don't. Or they also have experience that you don't. They also have knowledge that you don't. Why? Because you're little and they're bigger. They're older. God's like that too. Because God is the way He is, we can trust Him. Because He'll give me what I need, not just what I want, I can trust Him. And when you learn that, then you start to go to Him. And that's what the Bible calls in verse 16 of Hebrews 4, going to the throne of grace. Going to the throne of grace is simple. It simply means that when I don't know, when I have a need, when there's a problem, it doesn't matter what it is, I always go to God with it. And I ask Him for help, and He says He will always help. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.